The news has been made in Hong Kong that David Hayes is returning there June of next year to be a trainer once again at Sha Tin, and he's on the line following. Well, David, they clapped you on, I understand, into the media conference. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Andrew. Yeah, it was nice to come back to Hong Kong and get a nice warm welcome. And I'm pleased it's all out in the open, and now we can concentrate on this season in Australia and set up for next season in Hong Kong.
David, is it something you've always wanted to do again, go back and train in Hong Kong?
Yeah, when I left because of my brother's untimely plane crash and my dad's death, we left a bit premature, and we felt we didn't have completion. And Pruitt, I've always wanted to come back and train here again if we got the opportunity. It's very hard to get a job here, so when the option came up, we had a family meeting and we decided I just had to do it.
And obviously, Prue's pretty happy with things too.
Yeah, she was very much on me, encouraging me to do it. You know, Australian racing's booming. The stable's in good shape down there. It wasn't an easy decision to leave Australia, but I know my business is in good hands with Tom Davenport and my son, and I think they'll come out of my shadow and do very, very well.
And emphasis on this, that you're coming back. You're in Hong Kong for this media call. Now you'll turn around and come back home, and you train under Lindsay Park until around June of next year.
Yeah, I'll train out the season in Australia next year and start building up my team. Obviously can't race them here until September, but I'll start building a team probably from mid-June onwards. I'll be working both beats. And then obviously, from August onwards, I'll be Hong Kong.
And that's 2020, August 2020. Back here, Ben Hayes, your son, and Tom Dabernick. As you say, you've set it up for this in the future, like your father used to say.
Yeah, look, the future belongs to playing for it. Ben's been trained overseas with John Gosden and Hills, Michael Hills, and he's been an assistant to Tom and a co-trainer with me now for the last 3 years, and he's been doing it for 10. If he's not ready now, he never will. And Tom Davenport is a very competent senior trainer. He's in his mid-40s, and he's been my right-hand man basically since I got back from Hong Kong, and been a co-trainer for 5 or 6 years, and we've had a really good run with it.
Sounds like you've got a challenge in Hong Kong and you want to go back and finish it off.
Look, I just loved it, and I left extremely happy with the place. And I always said, I read out a few of my quotes when I left, and it's nice that they came true.
And
probably 14 years, I didn't think that, I didn't think it would be quite that long, but it's good to be back here.
Yeah, time does get away, 14 years. That's staggering how quickly that's gone. David, how was it then when you walked into, was the media call at Sha Tin?
Yes, it was. I was gagged until I got here, but it leaked late yesterday afternoon. So it wasn't quite the surprise that Jockey Club was hoping. It was a pretty poorly kept secret in the last 24 hours, but I think considering how long it's been held on to, it did a good job in this era of social media.
And it sounds like, David, that you've got a huge response from the people that were at the media call in the last hour.
Yeah, they were very nice and warm and welcoming. A lot of the journos used to cover the stable regularly and be at the track all the time, and it was good to see some of the old faces back here.
Mate, well, it's marvellous, the announcement made. The good news is that I understand you'll be continuing for sure as chairman of Lindsay Park.
My short-term dream was to promote one of the twins into my spot and be the chairman. But now I'm going to be training for a few years before I become chairman of Lindsay Park. But when I come back, I'll be the chairman of the business. But while I'm away, I wouldn't be able to be. But okay. I'll be just keeping an eye on things from a distance, and I'll be one of the bigger owners, and I'll enjoy my watching Sky Channel like I do now.
Yeah, no, well, that's fantastic. David, thank you for sparing us a few minutes. I know it's been a busy hour, but we look forward to seeing you back here on the weekend.
Thanks, Andrew. Good to talk to you.
Good on you. David Hayes joining us from the media conference, confirming that he'll be returning there to train in Hong Kong from June 2020.